Well, hello, my friends. Today I have a very short and sweet episode for you. I want you to find somewhere peaceful and quiet that you can go sit right now. If you can't do that right at this moment, maybe come back and listen to this episode, but it's just going to be a quick prayer that is going to help you ask God for forgiveness for your past sin or sins of abortion so that you can feel closer to Him and shed your guilt and shame. Now, I do want to preface this by saying, if you've already repented, God has heard you, but I do pray that this quick prayer of forgiveness and surrender is going to help you as you start to move along on your healing journey. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and get into prayer. Are you struggling with the pain of a past abortion and longing for help but don't know where to turn? Have you been made to believe that your sin of abortion is too big and too bad? Friend, if that's you, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Does God Forgive Abortion podcast. I'm Brittany, and you wouldn't know it just by looking at me, but I too walked through the doors of an abortion clinic and ended the life of my unborn child. I thought for years that I had committed the one sin that was unforgivable, and I awaited punishment from God. After years of prompting from the Holy Spirit, I finally found redemption and hope through Jesus. Now that I am healed, God has placed a calling on my heart to walk alongside you so that you can find true hope and healing too. If you're ready to recognize that God has a true plan and purpose for you, no matter what you have done in your past, then this podcast is for you. Fill up your favorite mug with some coffee and crack open your Bible because it's time to receive the good, good news. Really quick, before we get into the episode for today, I just want to remind you that we do have a private Facebook community for women that are healing from the past decision of abortion. So if you want to connect with other Christian women that have gone through the same thing that you have, all of our stories are very unique, but we do all share one common thing, and that is choosing abortion, whether it was one time or multiple times. I just want to invite you to join us over there. The name of the group is called Does God Forgive Abortion? Christian Women Healing from Past Abortion. You can request to join. Make sure you answer the three questions to get in, and you can just be blessed in community with other women that are healing from that past decision. We share prayer requests, we share scriptures. It is just becoming a really fun community as we have started to grow. So if you want to go to the direct link, you can go to bit.ly/DGFA group, or you can just go ahead and grab the link in the show notes. We absolutely cannot wait to see you over there. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today as women who are hurting and just feeling this absolute anguish and shame. Lord, we want to just surrender that to you. We ask that you will forgive us for our past sin of abortion. Maybe some of us have had more than one abortion. Lord, I just pray that you will forgive us for each instance in which we have chosen abortion for our children, Lord. This decision is one that comes with so much shame, guilt, pain, sorrow. Lord, I pray that you will remind us that you have our children with you, that the purpose of our children was to glorify you, Lord, and that they are going to do that even though they are not currently here. Lord, I pray that you will guide us as we continue on the path to healing. I pray that you will give us the tools that we need to understand that Jesus died for us too. I want to thank you so much for providing your son for us, for giving us hope in a world that just seems to be so hopeless. Lord, we know that we can have a hope in you. We know that you are the source of hope and joy. Lord, as we get closer to Easter, I just want to ask that you will comfort us, that you will remind us of what exactly Jesus went through so that we can have eternity with you. Lord, remind us that you wash all of our sins clean. They are red like scarlet, but you make them white like snow, Lord. I pray that you will lead us on the path that we need to go, that you will give us the exact way that you wish for us to go. Lord, I pray for our safety, for our families. I pray that you will just envelop us in your loving and comforting arms as we go into each day. I pray that when the enemy begins to be crafty in his ways and try to lie to us and tell us that you don't forgive us and that you don't love us and that Jesus's death wasn't for us, Lord, I pray that you will give us the strength to understand that those are absolute lies, that you are the truth, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and that the enemy has no place here. I rebuke every single thing that the enemy is going to try to do to us, Lord. We know that you have never left us, and I pray that you will just continue to remind us of that. Lord, thank you for washing our sins clean. Thank you for allowing us to live life abundantly despite what we may have done in the past. I pray that you will continue to remind us of that, Lord. Lord, I just want to come before you and just thank you for each woman listening. I just pray for peace for every single beautiful soul that is listening to this episode right now. I pray that you will be with her throughout the day as she does her daily tasks. I pray that you will follow her into the following days after she's listening to this. I pray that she will come back to this when she needs it. Thank you so much, Lord, for just being such a good father. Lord, I just want to take a moment to just lift these women up to you, Lord. Remind them of how beautiful they are. Remind them that you created them on purpose for a purpose. That if they're still here, you are not done. That you have a plan for them. That they can still glorify you. It doesn't matter what their past looks like. That you are our Father, Lord. That you love us as a father loves his child, as a mother loves her child. That when we do things that are wrong, Lord, your love never leaves us. I just pray that these women remember that today. Lord, thank you for this time today to just be able to sit in prayer with you. Thank you for always being available when we need you, for allowing us to just pray any time of day, any day of the week. I continue to pray peace and protection over every single person listening to this today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, beautiful friend, I hope that you found comfort from today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share this podcast with someone you know that may be seeking wholeness after abortion? Also, I would be over the moon grateful if you would please consider leaving a review wherever you are listening. It truly encourages me to know this podcast is helping you. Lastly, I want to remind you that we are here for you. If you would like to connect with the community of women healing from the past decision of abortion, please join us in our private Facebook group at bit.ly/DGFA group. Know that I continue to pray for you daily, and I am so thankful for you. I'll meet you back in a few days for a brand new episode, but until then, take care and God bless.